My name is James Fry. My book is called A Million Little Pieces. It is being published by Nan Talese Doubleday. The book is about a period of my life that was spent as a patient in a drug and alcohol treatment center. When I entered the center, I was 23 years old. I had been an alcoholic for 10 years and a crack addict for 3. I had no money, no job, no real place to live. I was wanted in 3 states. And I would regularly go through extended periods of blackout. The book starts when I wake up on a plane after a 2-week period of blackout, and I found that I had knocked out my front 4 teeth, I'd broken my nose and my cheekbone, both my eyes were swollen nearly shut, and I had torn a hole in my cheek that was large enough for 2 of my fingers to go through, and eventually took 40 stitches to close. I had no idea what had happened, where I had been, or where I was going. When I got off the plane, my parents were standing at the gate. They offered to take me to rehab, as they had done several times previously, or drop me on the city corner of my choice. I decided to go to rehab. While I was there, I met some amazing people. My closest friends were a mobster and a federal judge. My other friends were a steel worker, a career criminal, a former world champion boxer, and a high-level college administrator. I also fell in love with a young woman who was a crack addict and a former prostitute. Most of these people are now dead. I came to terms with myself and my life while I was there. I recovered, as they say. I did not, however, do it using the methods most commonly taught, which are Alcoholics Anonymous and 12-step support groups. I rejected these things wholesale, and I found my own way, which has kept me straight for 8 years, and which will keep me straight for the rest of my life. I wrote the book for a number of reasons. One was to memorialize my dead friends. Another was to help me remember what I've been through so that I didn't and would never forget it. The book because I don't think there have been any realistic books about addiction. Everything I've read either romanticizes it or dilutes it or portrays it in a way that isn't in touch with the horrible reality of what it's really like. As a kid, I read books about addicted writers and rock stars, and I thought they were cool. I wanted to be one when I grew up. When I did grow up and I did become an addict, I realized that the books I had read had left a lot of things out. Nobody, unless they are insane beyond reason, will be able to read my book and aspire to become what I became. Nobody.